You talked about the fact that, and I know you've been saying for a long time that you think trastuzumab off study in the adjuvant situation is something that should not be done, and you reiterated that point before. What about in the neoadjuvant setting, particularly locally advanced disease, and particularly what were your thoughts about Aman Buzdar's presentation at last year's ASCO on that strategy?
You know, the study led by Aman Buzdar was such a provocative trial because it clearly demonstrated a significant improvement in pathological complete response for those who received the concurrent trastuzumab with FEC chemotherapy followed by paclitaxel. There are several challenges, though, that we really have to consider. Number one, this study was really small at the time it was reported at ASCO, 42 patients overall, although I am aware that they extended the trial in terms of the trastuzumab-containing arm, and they accrued, I believe, about 50 more patients. And what I've heard from Dr. Buzdar and also from Dr. Hortabagi, it appears that the pathological complete response has been maintained, although this is word of mouth. The second issue relates to actually two potentially subsets. Number one, the cardiac issue. We just don't have any data related to long-term cardiac tolerability of such approach. And number two, now that we have the data from the NSABP-B27, one needs to reconsider the real value of selecting one regimen versus another solely based on pathological complete response. Because, as you know, in NSABP-B27, although the patients were assigned to AC followed by docetaxel, had almost a doubling pathological complete response compared to those who were assigned to pre-surgical AC, there was really no difference in disease-free survival or overall survival with appropriate long-term follow-up.
Although there, the actual absolute numbers were smaller, like 26% versus 13 versus the Buzdar 65 versus, I guess, in 20s.
You're absolutely correct. So that's why I'm fascinated by the data from the group at MD Anderson. The 95% confidence intervals are so wide, though, because remember at that ASCO presentation, there were 19 patients who had been treated in the FEC paclitaxel arm and 23 patients treated in the FEC trastuzumab followed by paclitaxel trastuzumab. So again, exciting data. We feel that the data must be followed, and we are planning to do that. But it would be premature, in my opinion, for me to recommend this as standard of care for our patients when the data are based on such small number of patients and such short follow-up in terms of tolerability.
I want to ask you about the follow-up trial, but in terms of that issue of non-protocol therapy, are you utilizing or offering trastuzumab to women with HER2-positive inflammatory breast cancer?
No.
So I take it the same thing for locally advanced?
That is correct, yes.